1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:22, and third Thursday of each month we get our Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2025 President, GAR President Brian Amon. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Stacy, kick us off here. Tell us some of the numbers from the month of June and how they compared to last year at this time.
All right. So in June 2025, we saw 59 single-family closings. That's compared to June 24 when there were 63 closings. So really kind of close on trend there. In terms of median sale price, we saw a significant increase, 56%. Up to $3.9 million from $2.5 million the year prior. Days on market was 48 days, and that is just over a 14% increase from the 42 days we saw in June 2024, but still a very quick-moving market. There were 58 new single-family listings brought to the market, which is obviously very welcome in this low inventory environment, but that is down from June 24 when 66 new listings were brought on. At month end, total inventory was 141 single-family units, and that's compared to 198 single-family units available in June 24, so that's just about a 29% decrease there. In terms of condos and co-op sales, we saw 14 closings, and that is compared to 18 in June 24, so just a slight decrease there. The median sale price decreased to $787,000 from around $1.1 million. Obviously, when we're looking at less units overall in the condo market, that those numbers do tend to shift quite a bit month to month and year to year. Average days on market was 39. That's a decrease from the 42 days in June 24. So again, a very quick moving market on the condo and co-op side. And in terms of new inventory, they saw 18 new units brought to the market in June 25. That's compared to 15 new units in June 24. And overall, at month end, the total condo and co-op inventory was 33 units, down slightly from 35 units this time last year. And when we look at pending closings, as of close of business yesterday, we have 76 single-family homes pending to close and 19 condos and co-ops pending to close.
All right. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Let's bring in GAR President Brian Amon. Let's get some analysis from you, Brian. Thing that stands out to me is the number of homes out there decreased 29%. So it's that inventory that's been a common theme, right?
Isn't that amazing? I mean, we have been at every year we hit a new low, at least in some of these phases, some quarter or another. And you sit there and you go, I just can't go lower than this. And then it does. And it's such a unique anomaly. And you can see the corresponding impact where it keeps our prices increasing. I mean, we saw the median sales price jump quite a bit, and that was really driven by the Riverside market, which had, there weren't that many sales there, but they had a big jump in median sales price. Same thing for Greenwich proper. Old Greenwich was flat, but that's because they had quite a few sales in Old Greenwich compared year over year. But the inventory hasn't been there. So this is that time of year where buyers who haven't found a home, obviously, most have, you know, at least decide to stay put where they are, where that means not selling or renewing a lease. And it can be frustrating. So now they kind of have to reassess and decide what they want to do. And there really isn't much to do, you know, except kind of wait and see if something else comes on the market. And they do. And the competition is still pretty intense. It's amazing what's happening out there.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. You think, Brian, a year ago at this time, you're paying $2.5 million for a median for a house. Now it's $3.9 million. So
yeah,
maybe waiting isn't the best thing.
No, it's not. We have not. That has not been a winning strategy for quite some time. people who have moved away, then tried to move back or have rented to see what happens, said, okay, we better buy back. That's all been, up till now, a significantly losing proposition. Now, in some of those instances, some of those numbers are skewed by some more new construction coming on or some more renovations that just anecdotally in that, in those numbers were, there was a few sitting in there that kind of moved the numbers a bit. And also, we're at such low sales numbers, it doesn't take much to have those stats get tweaked quite significantly, as in a few bigger sales or a few little trends here and there, and things move quite a bit because we just don't have that much sales data to go on month to month or quarter to quarter, which is, you know, where you sit down then and you look a bit deeper into the numbers and you see, okay, this is why we had some more new construction come on. Guys who bought stuff last year for $2 million sold it for $4.5 million, and that impacts our numbers that on average go from $2.5 million to $4 million, that kind of stuff. But really, it's a very low inventory market. It's very competitive. And people, if they found something now, even with a lease in place, they are still willing to pull the trigger and figure out how to get out of the lease. I mean, it's that tight.
Now, let's bring back Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, GAR. And Stacy, when we last spoke, the session had ended. And I think since then, the governor has vetoed the housing bill. Your reaction to that?
You know what? It probably was the right decision because there were quite a number of controversial items in there, which I think is why it took so long to make a decision. My understanding is there's going to be a special session to address some of those issues to see, you know, what kinds of things we can get pushed through. So we will continue to monitor that as we get into that special session and keep you guys posted.
Okay, and then one other thing curious about, and I don't know if this is an impact on the real estate market, but there's, I guess, a new rule where you can take, like there was a facility up on King Street that was an assisted living. They could convert that then to housing. Is that right? What do you know about that?
Yeah, I think I saw some headlines about that project recently. It's a great reuse of space that was otherwise not being used. It was already set up previously for resident style living. You know, obviously it was a different type when it was senior housing, but it definitely had the space for it. And I think that the plans themselves, they kept it, you know, really, they didn't try to build anything monstrous out of it. They really kind of kept to the footprint of what was there and made it aesthetically pleasing. So I think, you know, we will probably see that as a trend that we're seeing across the country is repurposing old office spaces, for example, old warehouses, and repurposing that into housing because housing is so scarce in a lot of areas. It's not just here. There's a lot of reform happening in the legislative space to allow for easier transitioning of those use types. So I think it's a great way to help with this inventory issue that we have.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacy Lowe, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President, Brian Amon, 2025 GAR President. Stacy, Brian, thanks again for your time this morning, and we'll talk again in August, see how things were in the month of July.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. We get it the third Thursday of each month right at this time here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.